The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Critical life support prayer marathon.
Week number
2. This week we are dealing with internal opposing powers. Last week we dealt with the environmental powers in the area. This week we are dealing with powers inside the church among us. The greatest enemy to deal with is the enemy within. Then next week we are going to deal with things inside us. So we have body, soul, and spirit. The spirit is where Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit dwells. The body is us. The soul, let's say the soul is us. The body is the environment where we are located. There are various scriptures that points to the enemy within. This enemy within are not enemies as such. These are characteristics and characters that certain people among us, right from the pastor, pastor's wife, pastors, children, deacons, deaconesses, church leaders, departmental executives, all of us, certain characters that we display that becomes opposition. Characters that we display that hinder God from moving. These are the things we want to deal with this week. We may not know them, but God knows them. But as we pray, we are believing and trusting God to reveal them to us and to deal with them. I want to read Numbers chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. Then I will jump to verse 13. So Numbers 13, verse 1 to 3. The Lord, what are you saying? The Lord said to Moses, send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. From each ancestral tribe, send some of its leaders. Verse 3. So at the Lord's command, Moses sent them out from the desert of Paran. All of them were leaders of the Israelites. Who were they?
Leaders of Israel.
Who were they?
Leaders of Israelites.
So their names, they were there. Okay, let me continue. These are their names. From the tribe of Reuben, Shamua, son of Zaku, from the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, son of Hori, from the tribe of Judah, Caleb, son of Jephunneh, from the tribe of Issachar, Igal, son of Joseph, from the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, son of Nun, that was Joshua, Hoshea, son of Nun. From the tribe of Benjamin, Palu, son of Raphu. From the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, son of Sodi. From the tribe of Manasseh, a tribe of Joseph, Gadi, son of Susi. From the tribe of Dan, Amiel, son of Gamali. From the tribe of Asher, Setu, son of Michael. From the tribe of Naphtali, Nabi, son of Vopshi. From the tribe of Gad, Guel, son of Maki. These are the names of the men Moses sent to explore the land. Moses gave Hoshea, son of Nun, the name Joshua. When Moses sent them to explore Canaan, he said, "Go up through the Negev and on into the hill country. See what the land is like and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. What kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? What kind of towns do they live in? Are they unwalled or fortified? How is the soil? Is it fertile or poor? Are there trees on it or not? Do you do your best to bring back some of the fruit of the land?" It was the season for the first ripe grapes. So they went up and explored the land from the desert of Sin as far as Rehob toward Lebo Hamath. They went up through the Negev and came to Hebron, where Ahima, Shishai, and Tamar, the descendants of Anak, lived. Okay. Let me jump to verse 26. They came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them. There they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. Verse 27. "We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit." 28. "But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live near the sea and along Jordan." Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land. Say a bad report. A bad report about the land they had explored. They said, "The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Naphilim there. The descendants of Anak came from the Naphilim. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." Continue from chapter 14, verse 1. "That night, all the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, if only we had died in Egypt or in this desert, why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? And they said to each other, we should choose a leader and go back to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelites assembly, gathered there. Joshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, the land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Another swallowing here. We will swallow them up. Say this week, we are swallowing the enemy within. Say this week, we are swallowing the enemy within.
This week, we are swallowing the enemy.
Say, let every enemy within be swallowed.
Let the enemy within be swallowed.
Enemy within be swallowed.
Enemy within be swallowed.
Enemy among us be swallowed.
Enemy among us be swallowed.
So that is in chapter 14, verse 9. Swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid. You see, this is how we speak. Like those of us at the 11th hour. You know, I have a testimony here from a lady called Celeb on the 11th hour. I thought I would ask somebody to read the testimony before, because sometimes when we are doing things here, people think that we are just, but after the this, I will let somebody read it. Verse 10, but the whole assembly talked about stoning them. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the Israelites. The Lord said to Moses, how long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me in spite of all the miraculous signs I have performed among them? I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them. But I will make you into a nation greater and stronger than they. Let me jump now to verse 24. But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follow me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it. Since the Amalekites and the Canaanites are living in the valleys, turn back tomorrow and set out toward the desert along the route to the Red Sea. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, how long will this wicked community grumble against me? I've heard the complaints of these grumbling Israelites. So tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard you say. 29. In this desert, your bodies will fall. Every one of you, 20 years old or more, who was counted in the census and who has grumbled against me, not one of you will enter the land I saw with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. Amen.
Amen.
When you continue down, beloved, it all depends on you. I say it all depends on you. How you are seeing. How you are hearing and what you are saying to yourself and to the situation. Somebody need to write this down. It all depends on you. How you are seeing. How you are hearing. And what you are saying to yourself. And to the situation. I repeat that again. You see, these words are heavy words. Do you know, God is telling me the three weapons of the end time. Three weapons. Three weapons that the enemy is using. For this end time. And the enemy is using these three weapons to win over us. Number one, deception. Number two, distraction. When your mind, let's clap for him. When your mind is taken away. And then number three, pressure. People are under pressure. The system is a pressurized system. That was why, now I understand why God told me that 90% of his children go to church without their mind. We enter the chapel only with our body. That's why many things we are hearing are not happening. Because we don't put our minds to it. We are copying notes. How many of us really read the notes? We are recording. How many of us go back to play the record? Some of us are here. We have arranged a prayer meeting with a prophet. So whilst we are here, we are looking at the time. So our mind is not here. So one word will come. And it is your word. But because your mind is not here, you miss it. Then you are running around. Distracting mind. Pressure. Or share. These are the three weapons. I want to repeat. Your miracle. Your testimony. Your greatness. Whatever you want to be in life. It all depends on you. It doesn't depend on any human being.
And
it doesn't even depend on God again. It doesn't depend on Satan. It depends on you. In the following areas. How you are seeing. How you are hearing. And what you are saying to yourself. And to the situation. These 10 leaders were sent. They were not ordinary leaders. For you to become the leader of the tribe. For you to be selected.
And I say, yeah, but power, no.
It means you have passed some tests.
These
are not ordinary leaders.
When you can phobia,
and they were chosen from every tribe to go and spy the land and bring the report. All of them saw the same thing. They saw the land. They saw the fertility of the land. They They saw the fruits of the land.
They
saw the giants.
They
saw the cities.
They
saw the walls.
They saw
the weapons that the people have. 12 of them. They saw the same thing. But how did they interpret it? How did they interpret it? 10 of them. They saw differently. 2 also saw differently. How did they interpret it? 10 of them said, we are like grasshoppers. The land swallows those who... I don't know whether they have been there to see the land swallowing.
The
land swallows anybody who tried, the land will swallow. They say, we look like grasshoppers. 10 of them. That was what they saw. But 2 of them. Joshua, son of Jephunneh. And Caleb.
And Caleb.
They also saw differently.
Once we
they saw it. But do you know? They rely on the God who said, go and take the land. They saw the same thing. But their interpretation of what they saw was on their relationship with food. With God. Who they are. Listen, look, if God is pleased with us, we are able to take the land. After all, he has promised us the land. The Lord said, the land is yours. Go and take it. You see, do you know the way the word of God works?
Immediately,
you see, this time, all you should train yourself is how to hear God. The moment you know how God speaks, and you know that is God, look, when he says, go, that word go is a package. It is loaded. The moment you take the step, angels are ahead. They are clearing the way. They are doing things that you don't see. Two of them. And what they interpreted, that was what God stood on. He said, the 10.
I say, do not come there.
They won't enter. But the 2 of you, you enter. Your greatness doesn't, it all depends on you. What you are seeing, what you are hearing. What you are saying to yourself and what you are saying to the situation. As we pray, we are dealing with opposition within. Opposition within. Let me tell you, every leader, you must be a strong leader. Don't rely on people who are around you. Sometimes, even when they are saying, it is possible, we can do it, they are only saying it. It's not from their heart. Because what else should they say? If they say we cannot, if they express their fear, you may rebuke them. You may even drop them from the committee. So they will say the things you want to hear. We can do it.
Oh,
God is with us.
Oh,
but it's not from the heart. Inside the heart, they say,
I'm see you.
Only now, only kind. Only now, yeah, a kind of. Is that not how we say it?
Yes.
Media, any of you, only now see any of you, until media, who did you tawachi? We are behind you.
And wa tawachi.
You see, when you are, you see, look, when you are, I thank God.
And then you may say,
some years ago, I called some leaders. About 15 years ago.
When we said, "Do my chum,"
I told them,
"Catch them,
you are not with me."
Mon come home,
and I told each of them. What is going on in their heart?
No, you, and
they were sitting down quiet. And I said, do you know something? I am not going to drop you. I am just telling you that I know what is in your heart. So that when we have overcome, you should know that it is me.
No one say,
it is me alone. None of you. You were just a shadow. But it is me. 15 years ago, we were in the wooden structure. I told them. We are going to pray. What are you saying?
And then I walk on
about your situation.
What
are you seeing?
And then I woo.
How are you seeing?
So
how are you hearing? What are you saying?
And then I walk on
Caleb and Joshua.
Caleb and Joshua.
They saw the same giants. They saw the thick walls. They saw the weapons. They saw the vast city. Like the 10 others. But their interpretation was different. They interpreted it differently. It all depends on you. I'm telling you. The moment you are born into this world, it doesn't even depend on your parents. Margaret Thatcher. The former Prime Minister of UK.
UK,
Mrs. Margaret Thatcher. She was found in a gutter. When the mother gave birth, they threw her away. And there was this man who was going on jogging. Jogging. And then he got to a place. He just felt something. And then he went closer to the drain.
And found
a baby crying.
I said, oh.
Went inside and picked this baby. From that day,
if he said, I know,
he took on the ministry of going to search for damned babies. They took this baby to baby home.
No,
first to the wife. The wife is called Margaret. So they gave the wife's name. Until she died. Margaret Thatcher doesn't know the parents. But Margaret Thatcher became the prime minister. Because that was the destiny. That was why God sent her into the world. So even though the parents... The mother dropped her into the gutter. God watch over his word and perform it in the life of Margaret. Beloved, it doesn't depend on your parents. All depends on God. You and God. Margaret Thatcher.
She never grew to see the parents.
Margaret
Thatcher. She was picked from the gutter. And taken care of. You are here. You know your parents. And yet you are crying. Some of you are cursing your parents. If my father has done this, if my mother has done this, this. The moment you grow and know how to say, ah. After the age of 12, your father, your mother doesn't matter. Even though they matter, they don't matter. If you set your mind on God, you can become anybody. Because it doesn't depend on anyone. It depends on you. What are you seeing?
And then
how are you seeing? How are you interpreting what you are seeing? How are you interpreting what you are hearing? And what are you saying to yourself? The day I read Numbers 14:28. Tell the Israelites, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. The very thing I hear you say. Do you know what that means? Your destiny is in your hands. When you say, I am great. When you say, I will be this. When you say, I am this. So are you. When you say, me, I finish.
Me,
cry, why? Your name will be me, cry, why? In the realms of the spirit. You'll be called me, cry. Why? When I was learning, when I got my first car, this BMW specialist. What's the name, Kra? Mr. This man. I used to send my car there.
Now the nation koho.
And then one of the workers.
And you might phone no back on.
I was there one day when Miss Red, not knowing he was learning driving, so they went for driving tests. So I was there when he arrived. Other workers were around. Sifas and others were attending to my car. When Red arrived,
Red Bedu Pay.
Immediately he got inside the compound, he threw himself on the ground. Everybody rushed. What is happening? He said, today too I failed the test. Every day I'm failing. Why am I failing all the time? Rolling on the floor. See, every time I am failing.
I say, I'll be a mini Google.
After that, he went twice. He failed.
And which no sound
compared, you know. Every time
I see Abibia, now we didn't go.
Then I told him,
and I'm actually say,
you are failing yourself.
When I would Oma Hundi Hungu,
because you are saying every time,
what's it Abibia? Now would you go?
Say the next time I'll go.
I said, now every foot from
I will never fail again.
Meaning, Google, you
the next time he went. I was there when he arrived. He said, Reverend, they passed me today. I didn't fail. I said, bring an offering. Don't just say you didn't fail. Bring an offering right now.
Bring an offering.
Reverend, thank you. Say, it depends on me. Say, it depends on me. Say, it depends on me. I hear people say, me cry, why? Look,
thing,
you are creating more obstacles to yourself.
More obstacles.
When she did be brave.
A lady was telling me today. Sometimes when she wants to pray, she will just be crying.
Not
prayer, but she's crying. Why?
Why are this like this?
Then recently God told her that I don't respond to Christ. I don't respond to that kind of cry. I respond when you are telling me something. I told her that, yes, do you know something? When you are praying and you get to a point, words are no longer coming. And then you are, it's part of the prayer. But not just the ordinary cry. You are wasting time. Please, you are wasting time. It's not doing anything. You are wasting time. You are wasting time. Pick a scripture. And say who you are. I am the seed of Abraham.
Me Abraham Asini.
I am the promised child.
Me Ebosheba.
I am the offspring of the finished work of Christ.
Me Jesus Christ.
I am the citizen of heaven.
Me Osunhi Memunipa.
I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. I am redeemed by the blood.
Me Dana Tommy.
I declare.
Me Pemoka.
It is well with me.
Eyema me.
It is well with my soul.
Eyema me Kra.
I am this.
Me say.
I am that.
Me say.
Look, when you say I am,
now can say me
you are creating the atmosphere.
Now we see
a cloud comes around.
Now
as you continue to say I am,
now cause I can say me
you no. Rise up one day.
Obey sorry that crow,
and you are in it.
Now
say, Father in heaven, we
are
gathered tonight. Examine the house. Examine the house spiritually. Examine the house spiritually. Any opposing spirit that is among us. Any opposing attitude. Any opposing enemy that is among us. We summon them to you, Lord.
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 Every opposing enemy
within the house.
Within the house.
Within the house.
Within the house.
That is opposing.
That is opposing.
Our clearance to possess.
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 Our clearance to possess. Our clearance to possess.
Our clearance to possess.
Our clearance to possess. We summon them. We summon them.
We summon them.
We summon them.
We summon them.
Say powers within the church.
Powers within the church.
Opposing our clearance to possess.
Opposing our clearance.
You are commanded in the name of Jesus.
You are commanded in the name of Jesus.
To give way now.
To give way now.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Powers within the church. Opposing our clearance to possess. We command you in the name of Jesus Christ. To give way. To give way. To give way. Give way. Give way. Give way. Give way. Opposing powers within Mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let all hindering and opposing powers.
Let all hindering and opposing powers.
Within and among us.
Within and among us.
In the church.
In the church.
Be swallowed up.
Be swallowed up.
By the finished work of Christ.
By the finished work of Christ.
On the cross of Calvary.
On the cross of Calvary.
Let all hindering and opposing powers.
Let all hindering and opposing powers.
Within and among us.
Within and among us.
In the church.
In the church.
Be swallowed up.
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 By the finished work of Christ.
By the finished work of
Christ. On the cross.
Be swallowed.
Be swallowed.
Be swallowed.
Be swallowed. Let all hindering and opposing powers within
be swallowed.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Prayer point number 4.
By both theaters tonight.
Say any agent of shame.
Any agent of shame.
And disgrace. Among us. In the church. Secretly working. Against the church. Be paralyzed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any agent of shame. And disgrace.
Among us.
In the church. Secretly working. Against our clearance to possess. Let them be paralyzed. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Secret agents.
Yes,
Today God was telling me, look, God tells me a lot of things about myself.
Please,
Gladys, open and bring my jotter. God was telling me a lot of things. He tells me, honestly, some of them, God forgive me. Not that, come. Pastor Prince, come and read. One of the things God told me today. I want Pastor Prince to read so that you will not think that I just wrote them. Fine. Pastor Prince, read. Hoga, Rema, what's the time?
The time.
20th May 2024, mm-hmm. 8 a.m. I make you a key and a doorway to people's lives. Matthew 16, verse 19. Isaiah 22, verse 22. John 14, verse 6. Mm-hmm. I have made you a key and a doorway into people's lives to live. To impart people for the kingdom. Mm-hmm. You are a living and moving kingdom and system to touch lives with God and for God.
Thank you. Fine. Mm-hmm. Now, listen. You know something? Why did we read this? You are an open door. Every human being. You are a door. Either you are a negative door or you are a positive door. Either you are an open door or you are a closed door. There are some people that come your way. Your door's shut. Some people that come your way. Your door's open. You see, we need to develop spiritually.
Say you are home.
Look, I know when I enter a house, when I enter a place, I can feel the atmosphere. You are carrying an atmosphere. That's why we are praying this prayer. The church is everything. You say, come just as you are. So those who are closed door, they are among us. Those who are graves, they are among us. And do you know, they influence weak ones. Weak ones. Gossipers. Those who don't see anything, they only gossip. They don't care about the word. They are their victims. That's why we are dealing with these things. Some are pastors' wives. Look, this door, they can be anything. No?
And
look, we are all packages. Say package. Say, I am a package. Say, I am a package. What package are you? I don't know. I can't tell you. You know. You see people moving. Some are moving graves. What did he say about me?
Then I'll cover me home.
He said, you are a moving kingdom.
You
are a moving kingdom. I have made you a key and a doorway into people's lives to impart and impact people for the kingdom. You are a living and a moving kingdom and system to touch lives for God. To touch lives with God and for God. I make you a key and a doorway to people's lives. Say, my Father in heaven, transform every member in this church into a positive doorway. Into an open door. Into a breakthrough for only good things. For only good things. Transform every member of this church into a positive door. A positive breakthrough. We have two kinds of people. People don't feel for people. And people who feel for people. Those who feel for people, they have things touching them so much. You don't know, sometimes I react and respond passionately to things like that. It's because I have a feeling heart. Look, I know some, even our district, I know some of our pastors, they don't care. How your life, they don't care. Once they are making their money, once it's okay, what? Oh, come on. You come to church, you don't come, you are living there. Oh, come on, they don't care. They don't care. But when you are a feeling, things will touch. When people gossip, it will touch. When people are not serious, it will touch. When people are not prayerful, it will touch. When people think, it will touch. But if you don't have a heart, come on. A pastor was telling me, Assemblies of God, Pastor. In this
I say Assemblies of God, Asofu, Omo Patemo Ibia.
Omo Ba. Omo Amba.
Oh.
Look, pastors are you pray for pastors so.
Bompa ma Asofu no.
We are also human beings.
Omo si enipa.
Some pastors are wicked.
Ebi etrimodim for.
Some themselves are wizards.
Ebi anka say be bon sam.
Some of them their wives are wizards.
Ebi so omo yirem ya be bon sam be ye anka sa.
You see, everybody stand there. I'm a pastor. Pray for us. Because anything we open to, it uses us. Just how you do whatever you open to uses
you.
Prayer point. Number 5.
Say,
my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Anyone among us.
Anyone among us.
That is ignorantly.
That is ignorantly.
Being used. To work against this church.
To work against this church.
Touch them. To become aware, and repent. Holy Ghost, touch them. To become aware, and repent. Anyone among us that is ignorantly being used against the church, against your work, against our clearance to possess, touch them. To become aware, and to repent. Prayer
Repent
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Prayer point number 6. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the power of God,
oppress
every internal oppressor. Let the power of God oppress every internal oppressor. Every internal oppressor in the house of our clearance to possess. Let the Holy Ghost power. Impress the oppressor. Impress the oppressor. Impress the oppressor. Impress the oppressor. Oppress the oppressor. Oppress. Arrest and oppress. Arrest and oppress. Arrest and oppress. Arrest and oppress.
Arrest and oppress.
Every oppressor. Arrest and oppress. Arrest and oppress. Arrest and oppress. Arrest and oppress. Arrest and oppress.
I rest in the press.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the agenda.
Let the agenda
of any agent among us diverting the blessings of the church. Any agent
among us
diverting the blessings of the church.
Diverting the blessings of the church.
Let them be exposed and be disgraced. Let them be exposed and be disgraced. Let them be exposed and be disgraced. Let them be exposed and be disgraced.
Let them be exposed and be disgraced.
This last but one. This one is not on the sheet. Say every living grave.
Every living grave,
living hole,
living hole,
living pit,
living pit,
inside this church,
inside this church.
Be sealed,
be sealed,
be sealed,
be sealed,
be shut,
be shut,
and be sealed,
be sealed.
Have you got the prayer?
Yes.
We are not just praying, you know. These prayers are inspired by the Holy Spirit. He sees what we don't see. He knows what he don't know. The only way to live a victorious life in these last days is to really train yourself to walk in the Spirit and the Word. I'm telling you.
Oh, catch you.
The things you see with your eyes. That's not how things are. I told you.
Oh, catch you.
Somebody went to a town.
Bikoni Chrome.
A prophet.
Come say nibi kokoro bi mu.
Followed the lady she's going to marry to a town.
Odi ababa nkoba ore nechi ekoni Chrome.
After they've gone to the house, welcome. They were moving in the town. They were going up. It is my hometown. As they were going, the prophet will brush
your eyes. Then you brush the eyes.
The prophet from Tema. You brush the eyes. So he kept on brushing.
Then they see.
No. When they were coming, they go to Afinya.
We do have Vina.
It's a woman.
I see, mommy.
Your hometown.
Ukrum.
Only three people I saw walking on their feet.
Nipa me is up and me who is what they were nine.
Even the children were walking on their head.
And my friend put the 18 and 90.
Pay ye. They were walking. So,
what do 18 and 90?
He was brushing his face to see whether.
Ain't he or some name I say.
Am I seeing correctly? They were walking on their head.
What do we see?
We have a platform.
And
understand, a young man made a comment.
And
he insulted the elders. As I'm talking, tomorrow will be his 1 week celebration of death.
Now,
he insulted the elders. They have killed him.
Oh, yeah, penfono, omo kuno.
Kaswa here.
Kaswa here.
You think the bayes in your hometown, they are nothing?
Benfono, omo kuno,
come and I will show you baye.
Bram, natural bipa.
That's where we are coming from.
Ona yefiba.
So when we are leading you.
Say ye di wani wa.
We have overcome them.
Ye di omo so.
Before we are leading you.
Asere di wani.
Baye cannot survive in this church.
Amen.
Because the baye from which they brought me
Makataya.
Are more powerful than the baye
here.
If I survive there,
Le Kamasata.
And when I go to my hometown, they Jesus. Are running. They don't want to stay around Makaya. For me to come and even greet them.
Le Brokoto ya Nasa.
Say any hole.
Any hole.
Any invisible demonic hole.
Any invisible demonic hole.
Or grave.
Or pit.
Inside this chapel. That is swallowing. Blessings.
Prophetic words.
Blessings.
Prophetic words.
Blessings.
Of any kind.
Opportunities.
Opportunities.
Breakthroughs.
Any good thing.
Let those graves.
Let those
pits.
Let those
holes.
Let
them be shut. And be sealed. With the blood of Jesus Christ. Be shut and sealed. Be shut and sealed. Be shut and sealed.
Be shut and sealed. Be shut and sealed. Be shut and sealed. Be shut and sealed.
Before we pray. Say every existing grave.
Every existing grave.
Living grave.
Living grave.
Every existing grave.
Every existing grave.
Existing pit.
Existing pit.
Existing hole.
Existing hole.
Inside this church.
Inside this church.
Inside this house.
Inside this house.
Please, when you go to your houses, do the same. Where you are living. When you go to your office, do the same. You understand?
What you are saying?
You go to your house where you live, whether it's your father's house, whatever it is. You don't know even what was on the ground before your father bought the plot. I've told you a lot of these things. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Every existing grave.
Every existing grave.
Existing pit.
Existing pit.
Existing hole.
Existing hole.
Inside this chapel.
Inside this chapel.
That has swallowed.
That has swallowed.
Many blessings.
Many blessings.
Many opportunities.
Many opportunities.
Many breakthroughs.
Many breakthroughs.
Many marriages.
Many marriages.
Many husbands.
Many husbands.
Many wives.
Many wives.
Many businesses.
Many businesses.
Many contracts.
Many contracts.
Many finances.
Many finances.
Many open doors.
Many open doors.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
You are commanded.
You are commanded.
To form it out.
To form it out.
Form it out.
Form it out.
Whatever you have swallowed.
Whatever you have
swallowed.
By fire,
form it out, 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 form it out,
form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form it out, form
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven, I pray this same prayer. For where I live, for the office where I work, any living grave, living hole, living pit that has swallowed any blessing of mine, as I step there, let them be vomited out. Let them be vomited out. Let the grave vomit. Vomit out. Vomit out. Every blessing of mine. Vomit. Vomit them out. Every opportunity. Vomit them out. Vomit them out. Vomit them out.
Vomit them out. Vomit them out.
The house where I live.
Vomit them out. Vomit them out.
The office where I work.
Vomit them out.
The ground where my shop is located. Aha. Aha. It is working.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We command you to vomit them out. We command you to vomit them out. 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 Yes, Lord. Vomit them out.
Yes.
Vomit them out.
The house where I live. Whether I am renting, whether it is my own house, let every living grave, every demonic grave, and hole that has swallowed any blessing, vomit them out, 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 vomit them out.
Whatever you have swallowed, vomit them out.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now I want to pray one prayer more for this, and then we pray the last prayer. Now that we have commanded them to vomit out, we are going to shut and seal the graves.
Say
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every demonic living grave.
Every demonic living grave.
Inside this chapel.
Inside this chapel.
And also the house where I live.
Also the house where I live.
The office where I work.
The office where I work.
Every living grave.
Every living grave.
Every living pit.
Every living hole.
Every living hole.
Every living hole.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That swallows things.
That swallows.
That swallows good things.
That swallows good things.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
From today.
From today.
From today.
Be shut and sealed. Be shut and sealed. With the blood of Jesus. Be shut and sealed. Be shut and sealed.
Be shut and sealed by the blood of Jesus.
Be shut and sealed.
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 Amen.
Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
The cage has been removed.
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 Every existing cage, let it catch fire and scatter by fire. Let it be swallowed by fire. Every demonic cage in this house. Every demonic cage in this house. Every demonic cage in this house. Catch fire. Catch fire.
Fire. Fire.
And scatter
and
be swallowed.
Cut
fire
and
scatter
and be swallowed.
Cut fire, scatter and be swallowed.
Let's
command the cages right now.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say with the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
We uncage.
We uncage
every member of this house.
Every member of this house.
Every man of this house.
Every man of this house.
Every woman of this house. Every marriage of this house.
Every
business of this house.
Every business of this
house. Every contract of this house.
We uncage.
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 Uncage right now.
Cage
right now. Remove the cage. Break the cage. Over every child. Over every dream. Over every destiny. Over every husband. Every wife. Every marriage. Every business. And cage. 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 And cage, and cage, and cage, and cage, and cage, and cage, and cage,
and cage, and cage, and cage, and cage, and cage, and cage, and cage, and cage,
we are cage,
we are cage,
every blessing of this house,
every
contract, every business, every career, every promotion, every opportunity, every consignment that
is made for this church that has been caged, we are caged. We are caged. Every financier, every destiny helper, Shakata Kabakata, Rakata Kaba, Ataka Bajakara,
we are caged. We are caged. We are caged.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord for the answered prayer. Thank the Lord for the answered prayer.
Answered prayer, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the answered prayer, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the deliverance of us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Yes, so God, we thank you, Lord. Yes, so God, we bless you, Lord. We honor you, Lord.
We bless you, Lord.
Yes, so God,
we bless you, Lord.
Father, for we
bless you, Lord.
For the deliverance,
so God,
we thank you, Lord. For all that is
done,
we bless you, Lord. 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 We bless you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Father, you said the cage has been removed.
Amen.
There is no more crawling in the house.
Amen.
We welcome your word.
Amen.
And there has been a confirmation.
Yes, O Lord.
So, Father, any blessing in this house that has been caged, we uncage it.
Amen.
We uncage it.
Amen.
We remove the cage.
Amen.
We free by Holy Ghost fire.
Jesus' name.
And anyone that is crawling, there is no longer crawling in
Amen.
The house. We receive acceleration.
Amen.
We receive speed.
Amen.
We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Let your angels take charge and fulfill these declarations, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.